Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, November 20th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by CardPointers. Leading off today, MLB has announced new media rights agreements with ESPN, NBC Universal, and Netflix. It also confirmed that contrary to previous reports, Apple will continue to stream Friday Night Baseball into the 2026 season. A couple months ago, Yahoo Sports reported that Apple had decided to end its relationship with Major League Baseball altogether. This would have meant that not only would Apple not expand its streaming deal with the league, but it would also end its Friday Night Baseball programming. MLB, however, says that's not the case, and Friday Night Baseball isn't going anywhere. Apple TV will continue to stream two games every Friday night throughout all of the 2026 season. The rest of MLB's new media rights are being split up between ESPN, NBC Universal, and Netflix. Netflix, for example, will be the home of the Home Run Derby every year, as well as opening night exclusive and special event games. You can hit the link in the show notes for a closer look at MLB's streaming and exclusivity rights starting with the 2026 season. Next up today, this fall, Apple unveiled an unusually large collection of official iPhone accessories. But according to a new leak, it seems like the company might have even bigger plans ahead, including iPhone cases with touch interfaces. With the iPhone 17, Apple launched things like tech-woven cases, silicone cases, clear cases, iPhone pockets, cross-body straps, and more. The iPhone Air also got bumper cases and a MagSafe battery pack, and Apple subsidiary Beats continued to make its own iPhone cases. A new rumor on Weibo says that Apple is continuing to pour more resources into its iPhone accessory efforts. The report says Apple will invest heavily in official protective cases in the future and aims to turn them from purely decorative and protective products into something more functional in the form of, quote, second touch interfaces. The Weibo account from which this rumor comes has an accurate history of reporting Apple rumors, particularly when it comes to accessories. There is, however, a lot of room for interpretation into what exactly this latest leak means. It makes sense, though, because from Apple's perspective, if you can get someone into an Apple store to buy an iPhone, that's great. But if you can get them into an Apple store to buy an iPhone and an official case, that's even better. It's essentially an upcharge on the iPhone, and those accessories come with crazy high margins. Anything Apple can do to continue expanding its lineup of official accessories means more money at higher margins on all iPhone purchases. We're supported this week by CardPointers. CardPointers is available on iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and it's the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. Most users save over $750 per year thanks to CardPointers. CardPointers gives you detailed tips and information about which card to use for which purchase to ensure you're earning the best and most rewards possible. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can save 50% on CardPointers as part of its early Black Friday sale and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to CardPointers for their support of the show. Running out today, the Apple Store has officially announced its 2025 Black Friday shopping event. The deals, or if you can call them that, deals, run through November 28th through December 1st. Shoppers can get an up to $250 gift card when buying eligible models of Mac, iPhone, iPad, watch, and more. The headline $250 gift card offer is only available when buying one of the most expensive MacBook Pro models, powered by either the M4 Pro or the M4 Max. The value of your gift card reward only continues to decrease from there. A purchase of a 15-inch MacBook Air gets you a $200 gift card, whereas the purchase of a 13-inch MacBook Air gets you a $175 gift card, and the purchase of an iMac comes with a $150 gift card. You can get a $100 gift card by buying either a Mac Mini or an iPad Air. When buying an iPhone 16, iPhone 16 Plus, or AirPods Max, you'll get a $75 gift card. When buying an iPhone 16e, an entry-level iPad, an iPad Mini, an Apple Watch Series 11, Apple Watch SE 3, AirPods Pro 3, or a selection of Beats wireless headphones, you'll get a $50 gift card. Finally, a $25 gift card is offered when buying AirPods 4, Apple TV 4K, the Beats Pill, iPad Magic Keyboard, or Apple Pencil Pro. As in previous years, Apple does not offer a promotional gift card, with the purchase of its latest products, such as any iPhone 17 model, the iPhone Air, the M5 MacBook Pro, or the M5 iPad Pro. The Apple Watch Ultra is also excluded. Once you make your purchase from Apple, your gift card will be sent to you via email, so it cannot be used simply to reduce the purchase price at the time of purchase. You can only use it on a future purchase from Apple, whether that's the Apple Online Store or something like the App Store or Apple Music. You can almost certainly save more money by buying one of Apple's products from a third-party retailer like Amazon, and we have all of the details on that on 9to5 Toys. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. We'll be off tomorrow, but back on Monday for more Apple news. In the meantime, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.